This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A documentary opens today from the director of An Inconvenient Truth. It's called Spent, Looking for Change. It's about people living on the margins of the financial system. Its unlikely sponsor, American Express. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on how the maker of the upscale Black Card is going after the same kinds of low-income people in that documentary.
Spent profiles several families as they navigate check cashing places, payday lenders, and, of course, the fees that come with low balances and overdrafts.
The fees became so much. Payday would come and we'd be back to zero.
Eventually, what the bank will do is boot them out of the system and close the account because they feel like they're not going to recoup their debt.
About one in three Americans has no relationship with a bank at all, or a tenuous one, and they spend around $90 billion a year on fees. Amex wants a piece of that pie. The company, which has traditionally focused on the wealthy, is redirecting that focus to low-income consumers. Dan Schulman is the president of enterprise growth at Amex.
We really want to move our brand from being an exclusive brand to being a welcoming and inclusive brand.
Amex has teamed up with Walmart to offer an all-mobile banking service called Bluebird. It's also rolled out a line of prepaid cards. The services don't rely on steep fees that usually come with financial products targeted at low-income consumers. Schulman says technology has changed the cost equation for companies like Amex.
We're trying to reimagine the consumer financial services landscape in a way that's very different than traditional bank branches.
Namely, cheaper. Thanks to the ubiquity of smartphones and internet access, there's a race to the bottom going on in financial services, says Andrew Zolli, author of Resilience, Why Things Bounce Back.
We're talking tens of millions of people. Not all of them with lots of money, but if you put them together, you're talking about real money.
Last year, venture capitalists put almost $1 billion into financial startups, mostly catering to low and middle income Americans. Everything from social lending to business loans.
New kinds of accounts that provide the same kind of functions of a traditional financial services without the same kind of high cost.
American Express is the first major financial institution to aggressively target lower income consumers in this way. But Zolli expects other big players will soon follow suit. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.